You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Almost 200,000 people are without power as Hurricane Florence has lashed North Carolina's coast. Folk are hunkering down or either escaping that area totally. And just unfathomable the amount of water and wind that has hit that area.
Yeah, ABC's meteorologist Melissa Griffin gives us a description.
You could be looking at hurricane conditions for 24 to 36 hours from Thursday night all the way into Saturday for portions of the North Carolina and South Carolina coastline. So that prolongs the event for catastrophic storm surge, flash flooding, rain could reach up to 40 inches in some spots. Wow. And of course, those damaging winds, hurricane force winds.
And ABC's Ginger Z kind of describing what Florence is like.
By Friday early morning, we're talking about hurricane force winds for an extended period in southeastern North Carolina. Even Fayetteville gets to 62 miles per hour by Friday afternoon. At that point, it is like a washing machine. Not just the wind, but you've got that storm surge, that big bubble of water pushing against the land.
Wow. I was on a SnapMat last night. On Snapchat, you can look at other events around the country or around the world. And I was looking at North Carolina and South Carolina. It looks really bad. Like, the conditions that they just described matches it to a T.
It's an awful thing. And because they deal with hurricane season a lot, sometimes people don't leave.
Right.
Because every event is not always what it has been described as. Because just like with any weather issue, it can change.
Right.
We're talking about one puff of wind and it may go out to sea. So it looks like, you know, things are going to be touch and go all throughout the weekend. Shouts out to Operation Barbecue Relief right here in Kansas City. They're headed out to the East Coast to provide warm meals in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. They've got a flatbed. They received 3,000 pounds of pork, Brian. Mm. And they're going to go out there and smoke that thing and give it to the folks that are affected in North and South Carolina.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that?
Yeah, the heart of mankind always comes through.
You can make your donation to Operation Barbecue by going to OperationBBQRelief.org.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s with sunny skies. It'll be pleasant. Right now, you're clear 74 in Raytown. Shay, what's poppin'?
While I should have been sleeping, preparing for today's show, I was watching an interview with Sway and Eminem talking about the new album, Kamikaze.
Uh-huh.
A lot of folks are liking it. What did you think of it?
Oh, I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I probably won't listen to it.
So part of the interview, of course, they talked about Machine Gun Kelly's diss and whether or not M was going to respond to him. He said he's still thinking about it because he knows that when you respond to someone that's not on the same level as you, it gives them more shine, which he doesn't want to do. He also elaborated on why things got kicked off, and he said it was because a song that he did on Tech N9ne's album called No Reason. He felt like he was taking shots at him in that song, and that's what kind of sparked up this whole thing. Now, he also talked about why he decided to go at Joe Button in one of the songs on Kamikaze.
Me and Joe Button, we're not friends like that. We're not like, we didn't go to the same high school or something, you know what I'm saying? So I get that part. But when I'm out here flying around to different places and doing interviews and trying to use my platform to pump up Slaughterhouse every chance I get, and you're using your platform and trash me, and I'm one of the things that keeps this moving. Do you know what I'm saying? So you're doing something, you got a voice in hip hop, so you actually could be affecting this a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't owe me nothing. But I've never gotten a interview and been like, Joe Button is trash. So that's kind of the attitude I took to this whole album. Kamikaze is like, all right, what if I give everybody my opinion about them?
It's only so far you can put somebody before they come back at you swinging.
Yeah, M is angry M again.
Was he never not angry? Like, that's kind of his steez.
Drake and Meek Mill squashed their beef, but there's a new one in the hip-hop world. Frank Ocean and Travis Scott. Damn! Are going at each other's neck. Apparently, Frank Ocean told Travis, I don't care if you got the number one album. I want you to take my song off of it.
Whoa. I was finna say, because Frank is on that album.
He wants him to take his song off. It's called Carousel.
Why?
They been beefing.
Carousel is hot.
He said that the pitch of his vocals, something to it, and he doesn't like the way it sounds.
He does not
want him representing him in that manner.
Come on, Frank.
You know, he's an artist and he's sensitive about his ish.
Listen, it sounds good, dog. And you know, if you listen to Travis Scott, anybody who's ever worked with Travis Scott knows that he plays with the pitches of people's voices and songs and stuff. Come on, dog.
He don't like that.
Whatever. Okay. He going to deal with it. It's out. It's too late. We already got it.
He's got his lawyers involved. Yeah, okay. It ain't too late.
Nah, he already signed off on the release.
It's not
You got
late.
Compensated. It's too
He's
late, Frank.
He's already given him a cease and desist
letter. Yeah, okay. Too late, Frank.
No, it's not.
What's the point of taking it off now? Everybody's already downloaded. Everybody already has it. That's too bad, fam. You're just going to deal with this. Stop being a diva,
Frank.
We'll
let the courts decide.
Come on, Frank. Whatever, Frank Ocean. You going to deal with that.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
Yeah. With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because my employer came to me yesterday and told me that I don't look engaged.
Ooh.
I had to ask them, what does a person that look engaged look like?
Happy.
You don't know me personally. You don't know what kind of look is going to be on my face. If I come to work every day and do my job, do I sound engaged on the phone? Oh, you sound great on the phone. Well, that's all you need to worry about.
Well, you need to be into the work. You need to be knee deep into it. They paying your paychecks, right?
I don't care what they paying. If it ain't no worse, then
tell him to hush. You ain't got to do all of that.
What they want me to do? Walk around with a smile on my face? The supervisor,
yes.
High as hell. He don't look engaged.
It's a lot of people who wish they had your job.
Well, they can apply.
I know that's right. What's for me is for me. Uh-huh. That's the way I feel.
Yeah, they better leave me alone.
God got it.
Leave me alone.
When we see you on 39th Street and 71 Highway begging for change, then what?
No, she's not.
You ain't going to come for me on this Friday morning.
All right, who is this?
This is Keith.
All right, girl. Well, just put the fake smile
day,
on.
Y'all.
You ain't got to mean it. Just put the fake smile on today, girl.
That's what Shay does every day. She does it every day.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, Sid.
Bye. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So it's exciting. High school game of the week is going down tonight.
Yep.
Spring Hill, Bonner Springs. All the kids are in the building.
Oh.
I ain't never seen this many people in the studio before.
It's going to be a doozy.
We're going to be talking to them coming up at 7-Eleven. On Sunday, another epic showdown.
Uh-oh. Whew. Our Kansas City Chiefs going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers this Sunday. Here's what Andy Reid has to say.
Look forward to playing the Steelers. We know they're a good football team, so they're familiar with us. We're familiar with them. And a great environment for a game. And we'll work on our preparation and get ourselves ready to play a good football team. You know, you love the challenge. I mean, they're a heck of a football team, and that's what you do this for. So you love the opportunity to play against good teams in a great environment. So the thing that you got to control what you can control, and that's make sure that you focus in here.
Ben Roethlisberger might not play. We know Le'Veon Bell, the running back for the Steelers, might not play. Or he won't play. We know that for a fact. But
what's the key to a victory here?
The key to a victory is a defense stepping up and stopping Pittsburgh. That's the key. Now, whether that will happen or not, I don't know, because Pittsburgh is a high-octane offense. We did an okay job against the Chargers. We got lucky a couple times because they dropped some passes. But I definitely see the Chiefs coming out with a victory. In all honesty, I'm being very serious because our offense is too high potent. It's too good, Shay. Patrick Mahomes is on one.
one of our key defensive players not going to be here.
Yeah, Eric Berry will not be playing. I don't know when he's going to play.
He got a sore heel, fam.
Yeah, and you didn't do your job last week like you said.
I did it.
It didn't work.
You see, this is what you don't understand about faith. You don't know when the Lord is going to release that blessing.
Maybe we need to sprinkle a little, you know, fairy dust on the airwaves or something.
I think that's a good idea. I think we need to maybe call up the ghost of Christmas past and maybe give Eric Berry a little inspiration that the town needs him, that the Kansas City Chiefs need him on that field. Okay.
He got a pick six. Juke it, don't get hit. Matt Ryan threw it to him and the Chiefs got to win. Eric Berry. Eric Berry. Eric Berry, Eric Berry.
Hey,
he got a big six. Juking, don't get hit. Matt Ryan threw it to him and the Chiefs got that win. Eric Berry, Berry, Eric Berry. Juke on him. Eric Berry, Berry, Eric Berry.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, high school game of the week goes down today.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Spring Hill Broncos, Bonner Spring Braves. And we got like 75 kids up in here right now.
It's 50-11 of them.
I'm pleased because sometimes, you know, it can get a little odoriferous, but everybody smells good.
Nah, they got on their church clothes.
I'm trying to tell you.
They looking good. They got on their Easter clothes. They looking good. And but they came in the jerseys. They came prepared.
Yeah. They're a little bigger than this one right here, but it's okay.
Spring Hill came in the jerseys.
Oh, I like the music.
Oh, that's the NFL primetime music.
Representing Spring Hill Broncos, we got Coach Feedback in the building.
Good morning. It's good to be here. Thanks for having us.
We're so excited about highlighting the accomplishments of young people. There's never too many opportunities to stop down and support our youth.
Absolutely.
So this is why we wanted you guys in the building. We also have wide receiver Brennan Feedback.
Thanks for having me.
Wide receiver Devlin Davis.
Good morning.
Outside linebacker Nolan Ewing.
Good morning.
And middle linebacker Bryce Schulze.
Good morning.
He looked like Luke Kuechly.
Who is that?
he's a middle linebacker for the Panthers.
Oh, really?
Carolina Panthers.
We call him the young Clark Kent. Looks like Clark Kent with the glasses on.
So how are you going to defeat Bonner Springs tonight, Coach?
I tell you, we got a ton of respect for Coach Edie and Bonner Springs. Those guys bring it. Got a lot of size and athleticism. We're going to have to bring our A game. And you know, I think anytime you're dealing with young people, you just want to get your guys to play as hard as possible and to do their job and play together. Mistakes are going to happen, responding in a positive way as much as you can when things go down. Because football is a crazy sport.
Mm-hmm.
Ball bounces funny. It's not round. And, you know, I can't guarantee anything. All I can say is we're really excited to just go play these guys. I know they're a good team. You look at the rankings, they're up there in a lot of different rankings, and it's a big challenge tonight. That's on the road, they're already dressed up. It looks like, is it homecoming or what?
No, we're dressed for business.
Holy cow.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, just a ton of respect for these guys and everything they bring. And Coach Edie, he knows his stuff, so. You know, we're just excited to go play another game with this group of kids. They're a great group.
Spider Y2 Banana, what's the pregame song that y'all listen to before you hit the field? Come on, hit us with it. Lil Uzi Vert or something, or Lil Pump, or
I jammed a Meek Mill.
Meek Mill?
Meek Mill, I like that.
Dreams and Nightmares, all right.
All right, so on to Bonner Springs Braves, Coach Edie.
Yes, sir.
Go Braves.
Welcome
glad to
the
be here.
Step Morning Grind.
Step on up to that mic.
Go Braves.
And we've got wide receiver Keon Thomas in the building.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Wide receiver AJ Watson.
Good morning. Shout out to Hot 103.
Mr. Watson.
And the only female football player in the state of Kansas.
Oh, look at that.
She's the kicker, Sydney Bileski.
Hello. Good morning.
So if you can't beat them on the field, she's really pretty. You can probably just take their attention away. By looking cute?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
So, Coach Edie, how do you plan to put a W up to your name tonight?
You know, we're playing a really good program. They've played two games, and they've been in both, and almost, you know, they're 1-1. So we're just working really hard to do what we do here at Bonner Springs and go out and be successful. We got to play mistake-free football tonight, and hopefully we can make our community proud.
All right. And what's y'all's pregame song? Come out to?
I think, Mo Bamba now?
Yeah, we listen to Mo Bamba by Check West.
That's what they're jamming to right now. So.
All right.
A few weeks ago, it was Meek Mill, but they moved on real quick. So.
Listen, make sure all the alumni, if you're listening, if you're in the surrounding area, make sure you go to the high school game of the week. Hot 103 Jams, we will be broadcasting live from there. So please support our kids, and let's have a good game tonight, fellas.
Yes, sir. Go Braves.
We're very proud of all of you guys. Brian, is there any way we can get them hype right fast before they go and we could just do something with them
so
they can hear how many people in the building?
What about some unification? Y'all Chiefs fans, right? Yeah? No?
Okay. I'm from South Carolina.
I don't know what to say, Shay. Like, everybody clap or yell or something. I don't know.
You the party guy, fam. Put on a party record to get them hype.
It's time to go, okay?
Dang. Maybe we'll do that next time, y'all. Dang, be shining.
Hey, thank y'all for coming through.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
723. Look for highs and upper 80s today. Mostly sunny and humid. Clear 74 right now in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Rapper Mike Geronimo is 45 today.
Oh.
What was that? Former NFL player and son of Tony Dorsett, Anthony Dorsett Jr. is 45.
Mm-hmm.
And the future father of my children and husband.
Ready when you are,
please. Nasir. Yeah.
All right.
Freedom of jail, clips inserted. Oh. A baby's being born, same time a man is murdered. The
beginning and end.
As far as rap goes, it's only natural.
I explain my plateau. What defines my name? But times for change.
Okay. That's enough.
A hardcore massage for pain.
Happy birthday, Nas. Happy birthday to my brother, Class. Always love. It's too late. Happy birthday to Tony Neal as well, CEO of the Core DJs. Happy birthday to everybody born on September 14th.
But I was in my Nas moment.
Okay. We got work to do.
Lil Wayne has opened up about a suicide attempt when he was 12 years old. Now, the funny thing about it is I've heard this story before when he got a hold to a gun in his mother's home, and he shot himself. Yeah. So now he's admitting during an interview with Billboard magazine that it wasn't an accident, that he actually shot himself in the chest in an attempt at suicide.
Wow.
He said the reason for it was his mother told him that he couldn't rap, so he wanted to end it all.
This is why we got to encourage our, you know, we just had a high school game of the week. We got to encourage our kids, man. Put some positivity in their life.
He also talked about Nicki Minaj. He says she's always going to be the queen. Also, Drake, he appreciates his work. But with Carter 5, he's going to be coming straight at Drake and Nicki's neck.
What?
Yep. That's what friendly competition is about. You know what I mean? You could be, you know, my partner, but he going for all comers.
Okay, but I'm never going to go at your neck, though, like ever.
I would expect you to give me the best. If we were competing in something, I don't want you to try to slack off
ever. But we're teammates and they teammates.
Right, that's fine. But you don't ever slack off. You always straight gas no matter what. You give your best no matter what. I don't want anybody's half effort.
I didn't say don't give your best. I'm talking about you better not come out dissing me, though.
No, else, not like that. But he's trying to put up work.
Okay,
that's gonna, you know.
I took it the wrong way.
Carter 5 will be out September 21st.
Okay.
R. Kelly's brother is accusing the singer of sexually abusing their 14-year-old cousin. He says that, quote, Robert has a control problem, and the only reason why he targets little girls, now that I'm older, I understand he was molested. I was molested too, but I didn't turn out that way. I became a protector of children. I didn't want to go through what I went through, especially my daughters. Wow.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy. But that's really what happens. That sort of thing begets that sort of behavior later on in life, unfortunately, if you don't break the cycle and get help.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Somebody's going to get $1,000 this afternoon, 4:12. And get some more folks qualified to win that money today, too. Vivica Fox is going to be on the show coming up at 8:08.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you always got to try to push up on a lady?
Huh? I don't push up on anyone. I treat them with love and respect. I welcome them to the show.
If you had a woman, she'd be mad at the way that you be talking to these.
Well, you know,
interviews.
Too bad I don't. So somebody make me unsingle. Thank you.
That brings us to this topic. So, you know, cheating is usually looked at like it's a negative thing to do. But, of course, people do it anyway. Researchers at Missouri State University surveyed users of AshleyMadison.com. Do you know what that website is?
I didn't before that scandal came out earlier this year.
It's a website for married people who want to date other people. So they found that women who cheated were more likely to be happy with their actions than men who did the same.
Yeah.
Have you ever cheated on anybody?
Nope.
That's because you don't see. You always thinking. You don't make nobody your girlfriend. Therefore, it's not cheating.
So
see?
You're doing the meme.
Always thinking.
You're doing the meme.
Yeah.
Oh, like that. Listen, I've had girlfriends. Now, I ain't had one since like 2012 or something. But, you know, when I did have one, I didn't do it. I like to make things work.
Is cheating wrong in your book?
I'm not for it. It's not within my ethics or in my moral compass.
What if you saw your best friend's husband or wife cheating? Would you tell them?
Oh, Lord, here you go. I probably wouldn't say nothing, to be honest with you.
I'm interested to see what Kansas City would do. If you observed your best friend's man or woman doing their thing, what would you do?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions was in the town yesterday.
Yes, I
was. Project Safe Neighborhoods.
Yes. Well, you know, we have to get things right around here.
They'll be hiring 300 more federal prosecutors, and four of them will be assigned to this area to go after repeat offenders. They'll be crossing the state line to Kansas today. The Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center in Hutchinson at 2:30 if you're interested.
All right.
Does cheating make you happy?
Oh, I see. I'm a faithful bearded black man, so I don't know nothing about that.
I love it on my timeline. I see so many people say black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat. We don't. Just saying.
They say that women find more joy in cheating than men do, which is interesting.
Like Jay-Z said, I was just doing them girls. I was going to get right back. Y'all do it because y'all want to make somebody mad. Y'all want to make somebody angry. We
no,
do it because, you know,
really.
we feel it in our loins.
Not really.
According to research that I've done. I don't
usually
know, you know.
If she's going to do something like that, she wants you to know about it. Most cheating people don't want you to find out about it. So if you're doing that secretly, you're doing it because you're trying
secretly.
To fulfill something. Well, this is what we're talking about today, because these people are going on Ashley Madison. They're not out there, you know, telling people I'm openly out here doing my thing. They hiding and doing it. So the question is, if you saw your best friend's husband or wife cheating, would you tell your friend?
My boyfriend's childhood best friend is like a serial cheater on his long-term girlfriend. Mm. And I've told her every time.
So if she keeps taking him back, I mean, you still gonna tell every time?
As a woman, to know that another woman knew and didn't tell me feels wrong. And I would hope she would do the same for me. I'm just a bearer of bad news. And what she does with that is her thing.
Okay.
I'll stay away from you.
She a chatty patty.
Yeah, dog. All right, what's your name?
Alexis.
All right, Alexis. You keep telling, girl. You tell.
Alexis, get off my line.
Ooh, you are terrible.
I'm just playing.
No, no, no.
Have Have a good day, Alexis.
Hot 103 Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah.
Fantastic. And yourself today?
Yeah. Oh, just great.
I'm better now.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Ow. We're on the line with the spicy Midwest chick, Vivica Fox.
Hey.
My babe, in my mind at least. Listen, I know I ain't 50, you know, but...
Oh, please, don't be. It's okay.
I can be a quarter, you know.
I know, that's right. I'll take that 25 cents in. Hey.
Yes.
So you saying you half the man that man is?
No,
I mean,
I'm saying...
Come on, fam. You got to think about what you're saying.
I'm saying...
You walked right into that one, didn't
you? I'm saying I can be your snack in the vending machine if you want me to.
Okay, hey.
Vivica A. Fox, you have been busy, busy, busy.
It's been such a blessed season for me. It's so amazing that all those deep seeds that I planted, that they're all just, you know, blossoming. So wonderful, you know. Everybody's like, child, do you ever sleep? And I said, well, not lately, but, you know, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for all the blessings that are happening for me right now.
Now, when you look back being on Days of Our Lives back in 1988 into where you are right now in 2018, did you see yourself being the mogul that you've become?
Wow, no, to be very honest with you, I didn't. I mean, you know, back then I was just a little young buck, you know, wanting to make it, get an opportunity, get a job, and now here I am with, you know, I'm an author, I'm a movie producer, actress, philanthropist, a whole bunch of titles are I'm stacking up, and TV host, so I'm grateful for all the chapters that I've been able to gracefully go into.
Got a movie called The Wrong Friend coming out on the Lifetime Movie Network. Tell us about it.
This is the eighth movie that I've made in the Wrong franchise. The Wrong Friend is a sexy thriller starring myself, Michael Pari, Yuli Ebanks, and Galen George. And I play Principal Atkins, and it's about when a young lady meets a young man and thinks that he's the one, and he turns out to be the wrong friend.
Now, the Lifetime Movie Network has made a lot of us paranoid over the years. Like, when I sit with my boyfriend and his family, we all yelling out at the TV, and then you start looking at all your friends like, is this the wrong friend?
Well, that's what's great about the movies, is that even though they're entertaining, they also are educational about taking the time to get to know a person. Because, you know, nowadays, you know, they'll give you the trick, you know. You'd be like, wait a minute, who are you?
And I think that's what Americans are feeling right now, the trick. Donald Trump has said that he does not believe that 3,000 people died in Puerto Rico. And you used to work with him on Celebrity Apprentice. What was your impression of him? And when you heard that he was running for president, what were your thoughts on that?
Well, I did Celebrity Apprentice, it got them some of the highest ratings that they had gotten in years. NBC was ready to pick him up for another season. He was back. But for some odd reason, he had this obsession with becoming president of the United States. And in my honest opinion, I think that that's because he saw Barack Obama do it. And it was like, wait a minute, if he can do it, I can too. And I really don't think that I know he wasn't prepared to be president of the United States. He just has caused so much division and racism to rear its ugly head that I'm just so disappointed. I had so much respect for him as a businessman. It was the main reason why I wanted to do Celebrity Apprentice, but as president, I've been completely disappointed.
On the line with the beautiful, in my WCW, Miss Vivica A. Fox, you work with a ton of celebrities. Like, you work with Monique, you've worked with Will Smith, you've worked with Jamie Foxx. Who is your favorite person to be on camera with?
Two of them, Will Smith and Morris Chestnut. Leading man, oh my gosh, I just love working with Will. He's just all that in a bag of chips. And Morris Chestnut is the best kisser. And also, I love working with Lorenz Tate. And of course, I love working with Jada and Queen Latifah. That's my top five. Okay.
Yes, Morris Chestnut had me chocolate wasted.
Okay, me too, girl.
Make sure y'all check out The Wrong Friend, premiering on Lifetime Movie Network tonight at 7 p.m., starring and produced by the beautiful and lovely Miss Vivica A. Fox.
Yes.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. I appreciate that.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
822. Look for highs in the upper 80s today. Mostly sunny and humid. Sunny is 73. Right now, Lee Summit Shade was popping.
When I should have had my bonnet on and counting sheep, I was watching this interview between Eminem and Sway. It's in three parts. I watched all three parts. I thought it was absolutely great. And in this interview, Eminem gave us insight into why he's beefing with Machine Gun Kelly. Mm. At first, we thought it was all about his daughter, Haley, but that wasn't the entire reason why he doesn't like Machine Gun Kelly. He said that it all started from a song that he recorded with Tech N9ne, where he felt like he was dissing Eminem.
Wow.
The song's called No Reason, and that was what started
that
it
all. That was all the reason
mm-hmm.
for him to get up in that.
So he talked about the diss of Joe Budden on the Kamikaze album as well.
Me and Joe Budden, we're not friends like that. We're not like, we didn't go to the same in high school or something, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I get that part. But when I'm out here flying around to different places and doing interviews and trying to use my platform to pump up Slaughterhouse every chance I get, and you're using your platform and trash me, and I'm one of the things that keeps this moving. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you're doing something, you got a voice in hip hop, so you actually could be affecting the a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't owe me nothing. But I've never gotten a interview and been like, Joe Budden is trash. So that's kind of the attitude I took to this whole album. Kamikaze is like, all right, what if I give everybody my opinion about them?
Makes me think that that's like one of the reasons Slaughterhouse just did not quite work all the way.
He talked in depth about that, though. Mm. He felt like this could have been the biggest and the best supergroup because all of them are wordsmiths.
Yes, they are.
And he said he didn't understand why that first album didn't crack. They actually have enough songs for a second album. It's called Glass House, but something happened and it never got released.
Yeah.
More beef in the hip-hop world, this time between Frank Ocean and Travis Scott.
What?
So Frank Ocean is upset because of a song that appears on Travis's Astro World album. It's called Carousel.
Uh-huh.
And he's upset that Travis pitched his voice a little bit in the third verse.
Come on, dog.
And put, I guess, auto-tune on part of it.
That's what Travis Scott does. You know this going into the situation. Come on, Frank.
Maybe he's sensitive about his, you know, his singing. This is it?
Yeah.
That's Travis, though, right?
Nah, that's Frank Ocean.
Oh, he sound like Ocean.
But that's what Travis Scott does on all of his projects. So walking into this, if you know you're going to ask for a feature, you know this is what's going to happen, fam. You know he's going to play around with it and do his little 1-2. Come on, Frank!
I'm not trying to compare him to Michael Jackson, but if you go into a session with Michael Jackson, are you going to do his voice like that too? I'm not comparing him. He's nothing like Michael Jackson. But
so
do
what's
you
the
expect,
comparison then?
No, because I'm saying, dude, you're saying that there's an expectation of you doing that.
Uh-huh.
But why would there be an expectation of that?
Because that's what he does with everyone.
But would he do that to Michael Jackson?
I don't know. He's done it with people in the past. He did it with Kanye. He's done it with other folks on his album, Ray Shremmer. He does it with everybody. You know this if you listen to Travis Scott. He is auto-tuned out. Come on, Frank! Stop it!
Well, they say he done sicked his lawyers on him.
It's too late.
And they've sent a cease and desist letter.
It's already, the cake is already baked, Frank.
I done got cease and desist letters before.
Yeah, okay.
I have.
No. Ain't no coming back
from record companies. They tell you to because they own the rights to it. They like, nope.
Hey, Travis Scott is a part of the Kardashian clan and they got all the lawyers. He don't want no problems.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.